welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, our special guest is founder of Eagles Network and Anna Werner Ministries, Prophet Anna Werner. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall, Mondo de la Vega, and I'm Tammy Sue Baker, and now, direct from Grace Street at Morningside, USA, here's your hosts, Pastors Jim and Lori Baker.
Thank you, Tammy Sue Baker.
Yes.
Welcome, everyone, to our show, our family show. And we are a family.
We are. Yes.
And I'll tell you what, if you read her book, Anna Werner,
new book,
Take the Land, it's time to step into your promise from God.
Yes.
This is a powerful book.
It is.
And this has been kind of a rough week for you, Lori, but this book has really been good for you.
I ran into the green room. I couldn't wait to get to I read the book. We're taping at the end of the week. I read it at the beginning of the week, and I was like, oh my goodness, this is for me right now.
Yes.
And then Maricela, we were getting ready in the makeup room, and she goes, she's reading now the book. She goes, Mom, this book is
for me right now.
Yes.
Amen.
And Maricela, you really were overwhelmed. You said this book was written for me.
I literally, you know, we all go through those moments where we fight the battle. We fight the good fight. And there are moments where you need people who will minister to your soul, literally minister to your soul. When I picked up this book, I literally said, Holy Spirit, you wrote this book for me to literally minister to my spirit and my soul, to help me to understand that I can be positioned to overcome these battles that we're all dealing with. And I just said, Dad, I said, if anyone, as you read this book, I've never read a more raw and real book from someone who is sharing their own experience of what God has done. That's hard to do. But when I read this, I literally said, I'm like, this is for every person who's watching today and you are contending with God. There is something that you are contending with God for and you are pleading with him and asking for him to help you overcome it. This book is for you. This book has literally been written for you. And that's how I felt. I said, Lord, this book has been written for me because there are things that I have gone before the Lord. And I am asking God for this ministry, for Morningside, for the voice of the prophets. But you gave me the tool through this Holy Spirit-led book. I felt like I received tools. And I felt more importantly that my spirit had been restored by reading this to keep the good fight, to keep going strong, not give up.
That's right. Amen. And that's, you know, my daughter, that she's COO and she fights for this ministry every day, and she has to deal with all the accounting things and all everything, the overview of this thing, and she has to deal with lawyers and doctors or whoever, you know. And so this book just poured into her.
Thank you. You know, from a mother's standpoint, I just want to say thank you. For my own, thank you. The timing of this book is absolutely perfect.
On page 24. Living before his face is my saving grace.
Yeah.
There's a scripture you gave here that I feel that I'm to give it to you, you watching right now. Mm. I want you to order the book today because this is the book that it's a you can make it book, really. Yeah. You can make it.
Right.
And it tells you how to do it.
Yeah.
Yes. Right now.
Yes. Right. Amen. Yes.
Isn't it powerful?
It's powerful.
That's what
and
I'm
so you can get it for a gift of $24. And that includes the shipping and handling.
Right.
So I'm going to read this scripture, and then I'm going to read just a little bit, one verse, what you said.
Okay.
So I say to my soul, and this is Psalms 42, 7 through 11. I say to my soul, don't be discouraged. That's for you today watching.
Right. Amen.
Don't be disturbed.
Yes, Lord.
Ooh. Do you ever get disturbed?
Yes.
You watch TV.
Not anymore, somebody said.
If you watch TV, you get discouraged or disturbed. So don't be discouraged. Don't be disturbed. For I know my God will break through for me.
Amen.
Then I'll have plenty of reason to praise him all over again.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, living before his face is my saving grace.
Thank you, Lord.
And you, that's your headline here in this part of your book, Living Before His Face is My Saving Grace. You know, let's be honest, I don't know what it is about our culture, but when we see scripture posted in Christian books, our nature or tendency is to just skim it over, read past it. However, this scripture is so powerful. This is a powerful word for somebody today.
Yes.
Don't be discouraged.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Say to your soul, don't be discouraged.
Don't be discouraged.
So sing this little song for everybody today to not be discouraged.
Don't give up on the brink of your miracle. Don't give in. God is still on the throne. Don't give up. You're on the brink of your miracle. Don't give in. God is still on the throne.
Amen.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Anna Warner is the founder of the Eagles Network. And Anna's ministry, Anna Warner Ministries, she's nationally known for moving in the prophetic and leading people into encountering Jesus' heart. Anna has written several books, with her latest being Take the Land. It's time to step into your promise from God. Anna and her husband, Sam, they live in Missouri and have two children, Vera and Ellis. Vera's here with us today.
Yes, she is.
In the audience.
Hi.
I don't
She's
know.
She's so precious.
There she is. Would you wave, Vera, can you wave? Can you, so they can
this
see
way.
You?
Just wave.
There she is.
She's cute.
You're so happy cute. To have your daughter with you today?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She
so
don't
special.
Travel all the time, does she?
No.
Because she's a little
she's
girl
little,
in school.
Little eight. I have an eight-year-old daughter and a six-year-old son, and we travel. I travel a lot and minister, but God is good, and
yes,
he's given me a husband, Sam. Like, people ask me, how do you do it? And I say, I don't do it alone. My husband takes care of the kids, so he's home with my son.
Amen. I love that.
Today, and they're going on a fun adventure, so they're having
good.
A great time. But six-year-old little boys can't sit.
That's right.
So it's better he's out stretching his legs at home.
That's right, Anna.
Yeah.
I opened with this. I hope you don't mind. I kind of jumped into your book a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But is there anything you want to say about what I just read at all?
I do. You know, I wrote this book. I don't know if you can see the front cover, but the Lord had given me this vision. And I had seen a group of people climbing a mountain, and they were so worn out and so weary. And what I could see is how defeated the body of Christ is feeling right now in this season. But they couldn't see that they were right at that very top.
Yeah.
Right at the place of crossing that pinnacle. And I just felt like, man, and I was yelling, go, go, go. You're right there. You're right there. And so I wrote this book because, and I don't think it's by accident that you're watching this at home.
That's right.
I think you probably have gone through a weariness season where the enemy has hit you with weariness and you're feeling defeated. But God is speaking right to you right now. This is the time to take the land. And take the land is about walking into your promise from God. And there's lots of us have been contending for a long time. We've been contending so long, we don't even want to hear about contending anymore.
Right.
It's like,
that's right.
I just want to, but now's the season. Yeah. I really feel that. And despite, in the natural, we can look around and see absolute chaos going on.
Yeah.
If you put your eyes, that's why I use the scripture. If we put our eyes naturally on what we see in the news, in the media, it's absolutely going to either keep us feeling in fear or cause us to retract right now and say, I don't want to go forward. But this is the season to actually step in. Amen. And what keeps us grounded is this scripture. Living before his face is my saving grace.
Yes.
So as he wrote this scripture in the Psalms, it's okay. So if we think about David in the Psalms, in everything that was going on, he writes about what keeps my peace, what yes. keeps me grounded is being in his living presence.
Amen.
Outside of his presence, we can't yes. stand any ground right no. now.
That's right. Mm-mm.
And it's getting all the more real,
it's
right?
Yes, it is.
We have it's to stand our ground, but we can't do it on our own. We cannot do this on our own. Mm-mm. We need to stay in his presence.
We have
Amen.
To.
Thank
People
you.
Get weary. The Bible says don't be weary in well-doing, but there's a lot of weary saints.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We had one of the great ministers of America on the show yesterday, and he talked about everywhere he goes, pastors and people yeah. are weary. They're like never before.
Right.
And Sue sang the song, you know, you're on the brink of a miracle. And I feel like, you know, Lori and I, we've been in such warfare that you're like, oh, God, please give us a miracle.
Yes.
And Nana knows we need a financial miracle right now. We've been trying to help Ukraine and do all the things we're right. doing. And but our bills have to be paid. Yes. And that we're living in an economy that people are not spending as much right now. They're because they're worried about what's happening in the stock market. Yesterday went one of the biggest crashes in history, and so we're serious about this problem of weariness.
It's true. Until I remember Easter Sunday, families all over dinner, and I obviously said out loud, and I didn't even realize I said, "I'm so weary," and my 8-year-old granddaughter turns to me and says, "Grandma, don't grow weary in well-doing."
That's right.
For in
Come
due
on.
Season. Amen.
From the voice
from the
of the
voice
children.
Of my aunt.
Yes.
Grandma,
yep.
don't grow weary in well-doing.
That's right.
I was like, "Olivia, how do you know that?" She goes, It's God's word. That's what he told us. It's in his word.
That's right.
Anna, you're the founder of Eagles Network. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about that before we get deeper in the
sure.
book?
So I am a seer, and I have trained over 2,500 students now internationally on the gift of seeing.
Okay,
and so I have
that?
An online school
yeah.
that I do where people, because that way now internationals yeah. can join in, and I teach them things about the gift of seeing, deliverance, healing, how to operate in the gift that God has given you,
right?
How to work with pastors and churches, because we need, this is a time, seers tend to be hidden mm-hmm. or tucked away because they feel a little bit misunderstood.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell I'm speaking from personal experience?
Absolutely.
And so the Lord had showed me you need to create this, a school to bring seers. And also it's a way they network together.
Yeah.
It's Eagles Network is for them to network so they can find out where are other seers in like Arizona, where are other seers in Australia, and so they don't feel so isolated or alone, because it's time now where they need to come out of the caves and talk to us about what God is showing them.
Yes.
What is he revealing to them?
Amen.
You wrote a book, Seen in the Spirit, I believe
the
it's
called. The Seer's Path.
Was that right?
Yeah, The Seer's Path. There's a lot of books on the seer, so I'm like, The Seer's Path.
Mm-hmm. Can you describe what a seer is?
Yes, absolutely. Okay, seer is biblical. It's a biblical term. You actually can flip in your Bible to 1 Samuel chapter 9.
Is it a prophet? Or?
And read about a seer. So a seer is a prophet who gets revelation primarily from God through the gift of sight. So God gives me impressions. He shows me pictures. Like as I was sitting here talking to you, I could see stuff going on in your body. I'm like, "Hey, Pastor Jim, let's talk about your health. I want to pray over you."
Yes.
The Lord will reveal things to us through the gift of sight. And it's unto so that we can bring people closer to the Lord.
Amen.
That's what the gift is for. It's not so I can go sit on a glory cloud and float. That sounds lovely. But it's so that I can he unlocks tools so I can bring people closer to freedom, deliverance, walking their healing, but bring them ultimately closer to Jesus.
Thank you.
The world is soaked in turmoil. Can we rise above all of this into a level of peace?
Well, we have the hope of Jesus Christ.
That's it.
We have hope, and we have to keep our eyes on him. If we keep our eyes off of him, on everything that's going on, you're not going to maintain your peace.
Mm-hmm. No.
But as darkness increases, which we know it does, the glory of God also increases.
Yes.
Amen? Yeah.
This book really ought to be in your home, people.
Yeah.
I'm serious about it. Mm-hmm. I don't know of any book that has impacted our group so much.
Mm-hmm.
And what
individually.
Yeah.
And we're reading it out loud to each other.
And Maricela yesterday wasn't on the show. She was in meetings legal meetings and stuff that you do all the time. It's just, it was no big deal. It was the stuff that you have to keep dealing with it because that's what this world is now.
Yeah.
You know, you used to have to have a revival. I always used to say you need a Bible and a Hammond organ. But now you need a Bible, a Hammond organ, and a lawyer.
Right.
You know.
No mercy.
And so you
no
have
mercy.
To.
That's true.
It is true.
I understand that.
That's right.
Probably one of the most difficult things we are doing right now is fighting for family. And as we watch ministers, they're fighting for their family. There's so much internal warfare, contending for the faith, contending for family.
I've watched you over the years, and you've been hit.
Yes.
And I think you've actually fallen down sometimes, but you get back up.
That's it.
And you've been with me 24 years now. And we met at Dream Center.
Yeah.
I found Lori and I found Mondo at the Dream Center, and they're still
in the alley.
With me.
Yeah.
And
we were all found in the alley.
But,
in the
you know,
city.
Lori's had some hits. We're not a perfect group up here.
That's right.
Sue, have you ever been knocked down?
Oh, dear Lord. Lord.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. The answer is yes.
Yeah. No, but you, as a younger girl, and you went through, and when we lost PTL, Heritage USA, the people that took it over, I mean, preachers took it over. I shouldn't say that, but it's what happened. I mean, it just happens, history. And they kicked the children out. And I remember, I think it was Jamie, he said, Dad, why are they taking my bed? Why are they taking my toys? And these preachers took the bed we slept in. I mean, they took the house. They took everything from us and put us in prison. And the kids, you were a little upset, weren't you, Sue, as a child? Or I didn't say you were a child. You were a teenager.
I was a teenager, and it was my whole life. You know, Heritage USA was my hometown. And
you went to school there?
I went to school there. I went to church there, played there, had my first job there. You know, everything. It was my life. I grew up in that ministry and grew up in that, kind of like a town, you know.
Yeah.
And so not having it in our lives anymore was life-changing.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And you were gone from me for many, many, many years. Mm-hmm. And I remember, and it was right here on this stage.
Yeah.
That you, the day
10
you
years ago.
Came back, was it 10 years
10
ago?
10 years ago. I've been here 10 years now.
Oh, my land.
Yeah.
And what did you sing? Do you remember?
The Blood.
Yeah. The Blood will never lose
its power.
Power.
Yeah.
Were anybody here when she did, she came out that day?
I was. It was a moment. A moment in history that was beautiful.
It was one of the great moments for me as a father.
It was a restoration moment.
Yeah.
So we sit here. Nena was a really a good girl, but she's had some moments where she was going to leave home and mom and dad. And,
well, I'll tell you about all those things.
But she's been through the ghetto, but she's really, but we're all broken vessels.
Yes, that's it.
Every one of us on this stage are broken vessels. I don't know about Anna, but I'm sure she's been broken at some time in her life, because we all get broken usually before God uses this.
Yes, absolutely.
And I just want everybody to know, we're not sitting here as a panel to judge you. Yeah. We're sitting here to tell you that you can make it.
Yes. Amen. You can.
You can have total forgiveness.
Yes. Amen.
In the Lord. You can have restoration.
Yes. Thank
we,
you,
we have this cancel culture. I hate cancel culture.
That's right.
That is not biblical.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Cancel culture is not of God. When they want to cancel you, God doesn't cancel you.
That's right.
God restores you.
That's what he does.
God wants to bring you back to himself if you're away today, if you don't know what you're going through. We're not sitting here as a bunch of perfect people. But I'll tell you, Anna's book is something you need to read. And I want you to get it today as a love gift to the ministry. And we need support. We need help. So when you order the book, you send it's like putting something in an offering plate and it's putting it when you're in the church service. And this is, if you're blessed by this program, we need that. And we're this week, we've talked about monthlies. And
yes.
If we're going to stay on the air, we're going to have people who give every month. So we've got the base is the $30, yes. Which is a dollar a day.
That's right.
Right?
Yes, that's right. That's our count me in. And you're right, Dad. It is going to take monthly supporters who just believe in what we're doing here with the voice of the prophets. And so you can join $30 a month. That's a dollar a day to help support our ministry. And what the Lord has been speaking to me, he says, what we're doing here at Morningside is not just for this family. It's not just for people who live here at Morningside. This is for generations to come. This is for generations of Christian media continuing to go forth. And we know that as these days approach, as we see what's happening in this world, the word of God must go forth. Lives, this is our time to see the salvation of the Lord. And so when you partner with us with the Count Me In and you give and you become a monthly supporter, you're standing with us to keep us on the air, to keep bringing the voice of the prophets into your home. All I hear constantly is we are so blessed that God brings voices, that he brings his messengers, his pastors, his prophetic voices to help us see the days that we're living in. But we need help to continue to do this. And so you can do this by joining our Count Me In. This is $30 a month. Of course, we also have $50 a month as well, or $100 a month if you can do that. But we do need to have your support. We know that we are called and we submit our ways to the Lord and we say, God, we will continue to preach the gospel. We will continue to come to this set every day and obey what it is that you're asking us to preach, but we do need your help. And I believe right now the Lord, he spoke to me and he said, Marisela, I use people. My miracles, they come in different forms, but one of the forms is through people. And so I pray that the prayer I've been asking God is, Lord, any who are sitting out there who have been waiting, God, will you allow them to hear that still and quiet voice, Lord? Will you release upon them, Lord, just that burden to see the salvation of souls be saved through the voice of the prophets? You can do this today by calling us at 1-888-988-1588. Remember, you can also do your giving at jimbakershow.com. But this is truly a time where we need to see, we need to know that you're watching, we need to know that you support and are helping to keep the voice of the prophets going forward.
And they can still write.
Yes,
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm reading your cards and your letters.
The letters that we get.
I love
it's
your
amazing.
Cards. I love your letters. You encourage us.
Yes.
When we feel like we can't go on anymore.
It's amazing.
I just got a fresh new batch. I took them home. I'm so excited to keep reading them because you encourage us to keep going and to fulfill the vision that God, you are the visionary, Jim. You're the visionary of this ministry and prophetic, visionary, all of that. And you dedicate your book to the vision. You actually did in your dedication.
Yes.
I was just reading that, Anna. You dedicate your book, and you have so many great people. Sid Roth endorsed your book. Robert Henderson, incredible. He's going to be here soon. James Gall, your spiritual papa, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And
Patricia King.
She has such wisdom.
Yeah.
But this is so incredible. And she actually dedicates to the visionary.
Yeah.
Amen.
I don't know why I'm saying this, but I feel like somebody feels like you're really in the pits. You're down. You're in the pit, P-I-T.
Yes.
And the thing that I preached about years ago, that pit is really prophet in training.
Amen.
Or yeah. preacher in training or something yes. like that. But it's prophet in training.
Yeah.
And Nana, I'm going to prophesy over you. You're a prophetess. You don't know that right now, but I think you have an idea because God tells you things. And I believe you're going to be doing some traveling. I hope not too much because we need you here to run this place. But you have the, you're here, you're learning. Yeah. You went to college
at Pastor's Commission under Dan, Pastor Dan Betzer.
Dan Betzer, who's a wonderful great man of God.
Right.
And
the best.
Just, you learned so much.
Yes, amen.
But God's trained you. You trained under Mama for almost since you were born. And
yes.
you're one of Mom's daughters. And but you're a prophet in training. And I know you have, you prophesy because you prophesy to me. And I just want you to hold that in your heart and understand that God has something for you. And I believe that mm-hmm. Anna's not here by accident today. I believe
perfect timing.
Came for such a moment as this in our ministry that we needed something to lift us up. And I know you're just a small girl, but you got to lift up this whole group today because we need it. And I want everybody to order your book.
Yes.
Because it is filled with encouragement. So in your new book, The Land, Take the Land, is about a journey you and your husband have been on for your ministry. So how did this journey start? And tell us a little bit about it more today.
Yeah, it was about 7 years ago. The Lord spoke to me and gave me a vision. And he said, Anna, I want you to create, he said, bring the prophets, bring the apostles and the frontline ministers to my banquet table. He said, I want you to create a place of respite. Mm. And he said, times are coming where they're going to be pouring out so strongly, they need a place of peace to come to where nothing is demanded on them, but they're literally to feast in my presence. And he said, the peace will already be there.
Yeah,
it's not something you're going to have to contend for, Anna. It's already Amen. There. And it was about 7 years. When I wrote this, was 6 years, but mm-hmm. now it's 7 years ago that the Lord spoke that to me. And he started to show me a vision of exactly what that land would look like. Mm. When God can speak specifically to you, and you can hear the voice of God clearly. The enemy absolutely wants you, especially when you're close to walking into your promise. The enemy wants you to feel like you cannot hear the voice of God clearly. And I just want to break that off of you right now, that you can hear the voice of God clearly.
Amen.
And you are hearing him clearly. Often we get a lot of confusion comes in. And that was part of what I went through personally of just, did I hear you right, God? And, you know, it. So anyways, long story short, the Lord gave us this specific word, and all these prophetic words started pouring in. These mm-hmm. people started calling me prophets I know, saying, you're going to build. The builder's anointing is on you. And I'm just like, okay. But God was very careful, and he said to me, Anna, don't throw this out to everyone. Don't bring everyone into the birthing room.
Right, that's you talk about that.
And he
that
said,
in
if
here.
You bring everyone in, if you cast your vision out before it's really ready, the timing, it can only slow down the process. And so we didn't put it out there. We were really careful. Mm-hmm. And we just processed it with God, and we asked him for clarity. I took it before our apostles that are over us, our ministry, and just said, you know, this is what I feel we're called to do. I'd love wisdom. If God tells you no, please tell me.
Yeah.
And I submitted it to all the, you know, the right people, and we prayed, fasted, contended for years for it. And God brought clarity.
Yes.
God can give you a prophetic word. He can give us a prophetic word, and then we have to steward it.
Yeah.
What do you do with the prophetic word God's given you? Do you write it down? Do you, like, I remember God gave me that scripture in Habakkuk that says, write the word plainly and clearly. And so I wrote it down and put it on my wall. Vera's here, she can contest for it. Like, we had the picture of the land, and we would pray. We would lay hands on it, my husband and me, and pray and declare that this will come to be. And we had to keep doing that.
Yes.
Because I'll tell you what, you can get a word.
Yeah.
And then right behind this awesome promise of God comes a whole array of warfare.
Yes. Yes.
And that's what happened.
Yeah.
And we got hit with every door closed, every shut, I'm serious, every shut door closed possible. Mm. And so, you know, when, okay, so when Moses went and he sent spies out to go spy yes. out the promised land, the spies came back and said, there's big giants in the land. Right? And they were like, we're intimidated. Well, my giants in the land over this promise was I had fear. I felt defeated. The things that I had to overcome in the spirit yeah. was the enemy hitting with me with this whole thing of you can't do this.
Yeah. Right.
It's really not possible. You won't have the finances to be able to do this. I mean, I've never gone after a piece of land before. For, I know you have, okay? I know I'm preaching to you guys. What am I telling you? You know, there. But for me, this is really stretching.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, I don't know, God. Like, this is a new, God, are you sure? You
yeah.
picked the right person for this. Are you sure? Those were my giants that I had to really ask the Lord for help on defeating those things because the enemy wanted me to feel absolutely stuck. So that's kind of been part of our process. Along the way, even the enemy came at us with a counterfeit. I'm going to just be really honest with you because I thought, okay, we found it. We found it. And it wasn't right.
Ooh.
It wasn't. And I took it before Patricia and Apostolic Coverage over it, and they're like, we don't have peace. And I'm like, I don't either. Sometimes when you don't feel peace, there's
yes.
a reason behind it, even though you can't explain it.
Isn't it always when God's going to do something great, there's always a counterfeit that's
right before.
Available?
Almost right before.
Always.
It's yeah.
The, and
so people don't get upset because the road's bumpy sometimes. People think if you don't have a smooth road, you got problems, you know. You got problems if you don't have some bumps, because whom God loves, he chastens, you know. Patricia King wrote the foreword to your book, and she wrote, she overcame many obstacles and challenges, and do you have others you want to talk about that of challenges? Because I was wondering, you know, because here we're telling Tammy Sue and Mondo and Jim and Lori and Marcellus, that we've all had challenges. We've all made mistakes. We fall down and we get back up again. So I think everybody is in a warfare and they think, well, God, where are you? But God's there in your warfare. He's there to be right. with you.
Right. There's so, a number of challenges I could share. some of them were when we thought, like, for instance, when we thought we had found the right land, and the Lord was very specific to me, okay? I was taken up into heaven. He Ooh. Unrolled a scroll and showed me exactly what would be on the land. Like, when I say he was specific, he was specific. And that was a story and a half. When we found the piece of land was when God actually asked me to surrender the whole thing. He said, what Wow. if you surrender this down and lay it down? Will you still love me, Anna? Mm. And I said, yes, God. It was like my Isaac moment, you know,
yeah.
Yes.
where I realized, you know, we can have promises of God, and then we can also make an idol out of those promises.
That's so
if it's
true.
Something you put before your relationship with God, it's like, wait a second, God, I'll still love you if you don't do this, even if you
That's
don't.
That's right. Amen.
So I laid it down, and then suddenly the land appeared.
Wow.
And we found it. In the process of me surrendering
wow.
was the blessing.
Thank
That's
God.
It.
And that was such a mark for me.
So don't
honestly.
Give up.
Don't give
That's
up.
Right.
On the brink of America.
Then we found it. But then it was like, oh, the land has legal stuff on it. Yeah. There's, you know, there's papers like that we haven't found in the county. And I can tell you some stories.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love it because
there's a wrestle when you're contending for a promise of God.
This is the story of my life. Yeah. Lori's house. We'd raised the funds. We cleared the land
yes,
on the mountain.
That's right.
But the most beautiful, I picked the most beautiful spot mm-hmm. on this land.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Overlooking the valley. We just go. To build Lori's house for girls, to yes. save babies. Mm-hmm. And I mean, all hell broke
That's
against
right.
it.
Yes.
They got petitions up. They said it would ruin the neighborhood, and there was no neighbors, so I don't know what, but you know.
No neighbors.
And it was just a warfare, mm-hmm. And so we actually, instead of fighting it, because it was the kind of thing that I could see they didn't want to move, but all I had to do is move it a few hundred feet, mm-hmm. and move it on the side of the mountain instead of up on the top of the mountain. I milled it over to the side. And it's in a much better spot than it would have been up on that mountain anyway, probably. And so something would try to stop you. Mm-hmm. And I was in bed with a stroke when we signed the papers. You signed them because I wasn't able to.
Yeah, for our PTL network, Voice of the Prophet.
Which is on the air now, mm-hmm. and it's amazing. I mean, it is. It's on in New York and Los Angeles. It's all over the country. We're broadcasting. So when you people support this, you're supporting a network that's going on to the commercial networks all over America like never before. And the network is almost self-supporting. I think it is self-supporting, mm-hmm. the network itself. And it's there and it's operating and it's almost sold out. I mean, it is a miracle. Yes. And so you're talking about, in your book, self-doubt and fear. Oh, God, I know that. Our greatest enemies, and the enemy will come in like a flood in the night and just scare the daylights out of you with some thoughts. You know, thought. He works in the mind. Mm-hmm. The battle really is in the mind. So, and this self-doubt and fear are our greatest enemies. Besides Satan, these are the great ones, aren't they?
Well, Satan will use it because he wants to paralyze you.
Yeah.
He wants you to stop your momentum, because when he paralyzes you, then you can't take things for the kingdom of God.
Wow.
So when you're stuck in fear, when you're stuck in doubting, you know, can I hear God? Am I hearing you clearly, God? The enemy gets in with absolute confusion. Why? Because suddenly you're so focused on that you're not able to progress forward. And he tries to paralyze us. And when we're paralyzed, then we're not able to take things for the kingdom.
That's right.
He holds us back.
Yeah.
So fear and self-doubt are 100% the things that you and I, and I'm sure you can relate to this, struggle with when you're walking into promise.
Yes.
God, are you there? Do I hear you? You know, you said this word, God, but look mm-hmm. at the havoc that's happening right now on my family.
Yes.
Because lots of families right now are in absolute chaos.
Absolute chaos.
Now, this is a word for you at home. Lots of families need restoration right now. And I'm actually speaking restoration over your family in the name of Jesus now, today. God is a God of the impossible.
Yes.
And I want you to hear that. He can do it, although you can't see it in the natural.
Mm-hmm.
He can do it. I feel like I wrote this book to just cheer people on right now, because I know so many of us feel so almost defeated.
Mm-hmm.
And the spirit of defeat has got to be broken.
Yes. In Jesus'
name. In the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. We have hope.
Yes,
we
do.
Have hope. That's cannot focus on the defeat. Mm-hmm. Because when we focus on the defeat, we become defeated, what we're focused on.
That's right.
We have the hope of Jesus.
Yes, we do.
So our eyes, what have we put our eyes on? Jesus rose.
That's it.
The Jesus I know.
Yes. Yes.
He rose from the grave.
Yes. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
And you can too.
Amen.
And you can
Well, you
too.
Got so much that you talk about in the book, and I just hope people will get the book, because I can't in 1 hour tell you the whole book. So
no, you
need
have
to
you get
read
it, and
it
read
for
it.
Yourself.
And this isn't on the format, but I love this. On page 17, you talk about heaven's cheering you on.
Yep.
Will you tell me a little bit more about that?
Well, in Hebrews, I think it's in Hebrews chapter 12, it talks about the great cloud of witnesses, right? But I actually saw this. I was doing a television show at Sid. I have a television show called Eagles Arise, and I was recording a show with Tony Kemp. He's also my spiritual papa. So I have two papas and one mom, in case you're wondering. So I have Tony, and me and him were recording a show together. And in the middle of the show, my spiritual eyes were open, and suddenly I'm seeing hundreds of people looking in the room. And I'm having a whoa moment. I could feel the presence of God. And I was like, I'm seeing in heaven right now. And everyone was looking in, and they were cheering for us. Mm. They were going, go,
yes.
Go, go.
Yes.
And so I'm telling you, heaven is closer than we think, mm-hmm. for one. But they are actually looking in right now in this very time in history, and they are cheering you and I on.
Yes.
And they're saying, go, go, go.
Yes. Amen. That's Hebrews 12, mm. 1 and 2. Therefore, since... we have
that's
such,
your mom up there.
I know. She's totally hearing us.
Amen.
I know it. I feel her.
Therefore, go, Lori, she says.
Yes, she says. Therefore, since we also have such a great cloud of witnesses surrounding us, Hebrews, look it up for yourself. Read the word, Hebrews 12. Let's rid ourselves of every obstacle and the sin which is so easily entangles us, and let's run with endurance the race that is set before us. Look only at Jesus, the originator and perfecter of the faith, who, for the joy set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2.
This is so important. You write about a vision the Lord gave you about rest.
Mm-hmm.
If there's anything people are needing today is rest. I mean, real rest.
Real rest.
Not just sleep,
mental
is rest.
Rest.
Yes, mental rest. Yeah. Right, right on.
Tell us about that.
Well, listen, I had done everything I needed to do. I was like, okay, I'm declaring and decreeing the word. I've written the vision clearly before me. I'm having my intercessors pray. Mm-hmm. I'm sowing financially into this because I believe that you sow, you know, you reap what you sow. I'm doing everything I know. I'm fasting. Mm-hmm. Me and my husband, you know, we're doing all this stuff. And still, it's like there's a wall and there's no breakthrough. And I'm like, God, you know, I'm a daughter. At the end of the day, I'm a daughter with the King. So I'm like, Lord, what should I do? I'm a go-getter. So I'm like, what do I do? Mm-hmm. God, tell me, show me clearly what's here. What is there anything blocking this? Do I need to go to the courts of heaven? What do I do?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm taken into this vision. And I'm there with Jesus on this boat. And it's out on this lake. And it's like still water. And the peace of the Lord was there.
Mm.
And he's quiet. And I'm like, are you going to talk? What are you going to say? And he's still, which in itself, I should have got that he was speaking to me through that, right?
Yeah.
But he was quiet. And then he said to me, it was like 10 minutes, which seems like a really long time. If you have kids and they're in the back seat saying, are we there yet? How much longer, mommy?
Yeah.
Now that's the stage of life I'm in. So 10 minutes is a long time.
Right.
Jesus looks at me after 10 minutes and he said, the best thing you can do right now is rest. Rest is actually faith.
Rest is faith.
And I struggled with that. I came out of that vision and I went, okay, because it seems so counter of what everything that I have been doing. I'm declaring, decreeing the word and everything. And the Lord says, actually, when you rest, you come to this place of trust in me where you surrender your will, your everything. You surrender your own strength and you just say, God, have your way. I'm going to trust you in this place. And in the rest, breakthrough comes.
Man, we're about to run out of time. I got several questions. I've just got it.
Sure.
Get through if we can. Why do we need to understand that the enemy is absolutely afraid of you making progress going forward?
Well, I mean, Ephesians 6 is it's pretty clear. Our war is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. So this battle, we are in a battle.
Yes.
Every day. When we move forward, we are taking land, not only for take the land, but you're taking land back from the enemy.
Yes.
For the kingdom of God. So he does not want you and I to progress. He want, you know what he wants you to do? Quit.
That's
he
right.
He wants you to quit. You at home, he wants you to quit. But I'm telling you, you've got to keep going.
Yes.
And you can.
And I believe everyone today needs to take back what the enemy stole from you.
Amen.
There's a, remember that song, Sue? Or take back. I don't know. I can't sing it.
I went to the enemy's camp, and I took back what he stole from me. And I took back what he stole from me. You know, I took back what he stole from me. And I went to the enemy's camp, and I took back what he stole from me. He's under my feet. He's under my feet. He's under my feet. Yes, he's under my feet. Yeah.
Yeah. Take it back.
Thank you, Jesus, yes.
I'm not giving up. What? There was another song.
Don't give up.
I'm not giving up any land or something.
Giving up no ground.
Yeah. You remember that one? That's an old one. I haven't heard that in a while.
I know.
You got to get up some of the old songs. And
that's the ones I like to do.
Bring them back. Do sometimes people mistake the process they're going through for delay?
Absolutely. You think, God, why is there delay? What do I got to do to break this? I was taken up into the courts of heaven, and I literally knew I had my moment with God to petition over this land. I knew this is my moment. And I said, God, why the delay? And he said to me, you have misjudged me, Anna. I am bringing and preparing your blessing. You have misjudged this for delay. So sometimes in our timeline, when God says a word, we think it's going to happen now.
Right.
I want it now.
Yeah.
Like God says this now. But often he's preparing the blessing. It's not always a delay.
How do people begin to hope again when their hope's gone? You give us such encouragement in your book.
You know what? First of all, this helps, and I did this a lot. Bind the spirit of delay in the name of Jesus and defeat. Mm-hmm. I pray it over you right now. The spirit of defeat, I break it off of you in the name of Jesus. And God, I cast my eyes on you, Father. What do you say right now? And turn your eyes back on him and allow him to speak back in you. In his presence, we're going to get back to that scripture, but in his presence, you get restored vision and hope.
Yes.
Order the book now. Go. Okay. Just go to the phone. The number is toll free on the screen, 1-888-988-158. You need this book, and it's for everyone, but you talk to the 50-year-olds and over. That's young, you know, for me. But anybody over 50 here? Let me see if anybody over 50.
Oh, yes.
Raise your hand if you're over 50. Otherwise, you're lying. Because
you,
I know you're almost all over 50 here. Don, are you over 50?
Oh, boy.
And, but would you speak to those over 50 and up who may find it harder and harder to have childlike faith? You know, as you get older, you get... Sometimes you get, I've seen it all, I've heard it all, and I've been hurt so bad, I just can't believe again. What's the word you have for those?
Sure.
Because I that's a lot of my audience today.
You know, I want to encourage you. What's one big thing you can do for God today? You don't have to conquer the world. That, if you look at the world, that can overwhelm you. But what's one thing, one big thing for God you can do today? And who is God calling you to reach out to today? And I want to encourage you today. Do something today. Don't wait for tomorrow. Don't wait. Ask the Lord. Who is he putting on your heart for today? And step out in risk. You know how you develop childlike faith? You do it. Mm-hmm. You got to step out and risk it. And I know you can do it even today.
Would you pray for people right now to have faith, step out, believe God? They might be on that brink of a miracle that they've been praying for a long time. I've got 1,000 stories about people that were right near a miracle and they dropped in the snow and died before, just before they would be rescued. I believe people need to hold on. They need to step out in faith. Could you pray for them?
Absolutely. I also want to pray for some miracles, if that's okay.
Amen.
Because I can feel my hands actually have oil on them. You can see it right now. So that usually happens when the miracle mantle is here. So Father, in the name of Jesus, first of all, I speak over the promise of God that you have over your life and your family has. I speak the miracle and promises over your generational lineage right now to be released. Father, I pray for hope deferred to go. And Lord, I pray for the impartation right now of hope and faith to rise. Now, God, I pray for the miracles to flow through this. You're watching this, you're in the room or you're at home. I pray for the presence of God now to touch you head to toe and restore your body.
Yes,
the
God.
Word says, by his stripes, you are healed. So I believe that and I agree with that. Would you agree with me today?
Yes.
By his stripes,
Lord.
Say it, I am healed. And I'm
going
to walk into my miracle today in the name of Jesus.
Amen. 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 In the name of Jesus. Receive it. Amen. Bible says if two agree as touching anything they ask, it shall be done for them. Amen.
Amen.
Our time's gone. Please help us to stay faithful in Ukraine.
Yes.
We're feeding people every day. We're giving out Bibles. And if you want to sponsor some Bibles, you can do that.
We have the Ukrainian Bibles, which is just an incredible thing. When they had to flee and run, don't even know if they grabbed their Bible, but we're able to give them Bibles, put it in their hands. We have people on the ground right now. And so for the Bible offer.
66 in one case, and it's $265 donation to the ministry. And they can just call that number on their screen, 888-988-1588. And there's operators standing by to help you.
Yes, and I want to also say, too, don't forget, we have blankets, comforters that you see on this set right here.
They're so
beautiful. The comforters are being manufactured there in Moldova. Every single day, they're working day and night to help get these blankets distributed. Right now, I just think every time I see the news, I'm like, Lord, the temperatures sometimes getting in the low 40s, 30s. And so this is a sign of hope to those who have fled their land. And so you can join us by giving a donation of $20 to the ministry. When you give that $20 love gift, that is helping to support and to give a blanket, a comforter to those who have come over into the Moldova area. But everyone, we can all do something. You know, we cannot allow ourselves, even as we see what's happening in the natural in our own world, we cannot allow ourselves to forget those who need us. They need us to respond every single day. Every day, they need us to respond with our giving so that they can have food, they can have warmth. And so we just ask you right now to do something, whatever it is that you feel that you can do, we all can do something. Remember, call us 1-888-988-1588 to give your love gift today to help the Ukrainian crisis relief. Or also, just remember, order your book today. Take the land. It's time to step into your promise from God. You can order one book for a donation of $25 to the ministry. I encourage you, this is one that you're truly going to want to get your hands on to pass out to your loved ones. For a $55 love gift, you can also receive three of the books. That's our friends and family offer. $55 love gift to the ministry, and we'll send you three books.
And I've seen on the screen that you put together.
I put it
together. Maricela puts together the deals, guys.
This is our baker's dozen, 13 bucks.
Our time's gone, but I have to say, the rumor in the news is that the Russians are coming in down the road at Batra Village.
In Moldova.
That's the home of the orphans.
Philip was saying that they were going to.
And that place is filled with orphans, and it's packed full. It's beautiful buildings, and they're afraid that the soldiers will literally rape the girls if they get to that house. And so we're standing by. We may have to move quickly.
Yes, and about 100 of them there at Vatra Village, where we are working. I'm working very closely on behalf of our ministry with Philip Cameron to try to get a game plan to move these women and children to Romania.
The new building at the Refugee Center.
Resurrection Refugee Center.
I don't know if you can see that on the screen or not, but that building, one end of it is almost finished. They're painting the walls and everything. And so we'll be able to move them into this new building, and we're literally put the trucks and take all the furniture out of Vatra Village and move them to the new building. But it's war, it's hell, thousands are dying, the homes, almost all of them are destroyed, and it's a hellish place. But we, as God's people, are trying to do something. I need your help. Try to send an offering today if you can. And don't forget the tapestry for a gift of $500.
That's beautiful. That'll woven help tapestry.
Us finish that rescue center.
Yes.
Really.
The refugee center. It is a rescue center. Refugees could be housing not only Ukrainian refugees, but Moldovan refugees as well.
Yeah. So do it, please. Anna, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Anna.
Everybody order her book today.
Thank you.
We do have to leave. God loves you so much.
That's right.
Tell other people that he loves them.
Amen.
God loves you. Don't let anybody ever lie to you and tell you that God doesn't love you.
That's
because
right.
Jesus Christ died for you on the cross.
Amen.
He loves you. Ask him into your heart if you don't know him.
Yeah.
He loves you. He really does.
Bye-bye. We love you. Thank you, Anna. Thank you so much.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to the Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Please make all checks payable to Jim Baker Show. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.
Hello, I'm Tammy Sue Baker. I want to invite you to the Pentecostal Fire Gathering here at Morningside, USA. Join us May 17th through May 19th for 3 days of worship, prayer, and revival like never before. Our special guests will be Tommy and Miriam Evans, Jesse and Parker Green, and Larry Sparks. If you can't join us here at Morningside, USA, you can register for the online event for only $30. Registration includes a DVD set of all the worship and teaching sessions. For more information and to register, visit our website at jimbakershow.com. Let's get ready for revival.